This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
All right. Let's do this.
Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we got the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up this hour. Also, next hour, Stacey King's going to join us, former three-time NBA champion with the Bulls, current Bulls analyst. We'll talk some NBA with him. That's coming up in hour number three, but yesterday was the big holiday for the NFL. It was schedule release day, and everyone got their schedules and did the famous, all right, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a loss, or whatever, however you want to play it. Or maybe you're a Chiefs fan, and it's win, 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 win. Or maybe you were a Jets fan and you opened it up and went, oh, God. Yeah, the Jets have a really tough schedule to open up the season. But as like I said to Josh Alper last hour, the Rams went from Super Bowl champions to last place team. And you never know. I mean, you don't know. But what you like to do is like to think that, you know, whatever happened last year kind of remains true. And for a lot of teams, it is, right? The Chiefs have been consistently good. Buffalo's been consistently good. But every now and then you get a surprise, right? The Eagles were a wild card team, and then they went on to be the number one seed in the NFC. So you don't know what teams will be up or down, but it's still fun to play the game anyway. So that's what people did yesterday.
So do you think this time around, Are the Lions the surprise team? Even though the NFL is like really backing them, like, you know, kicking off the
season.
Yeah,
they're on. They're going to have a Monday Night Football game for the first time since 2018. I think I read where they're going to be hosting a Monday Night Football game. Yeah, there's a lot of love for Dan Campbell and the Lions. I think if there was a make a case of the effectiveness of Hard Knocks, there are over 20 years that it's been on the show. There have been teams that I forgot were on Hard Knocks, but there are teams that were on it that made a significant difference in the way they were perceived. And I think the Lions are one of the top teams, maybe not the top team, but the top team in terms of the way people saw that and went, you know what? This is a likable crew. This is a likable team. And then they, had a very good season last year where they started 1-6 and looked like the same old Lions and then finished 9-8. And just outside of the playoffs. I mean, they were one of the hottest teams in the NFL at the end of the season. They were the team you didn't want to play. But Barrett Saleh, who covers college football, I follow him on Twitter. He had a tweet, which it leads me to what I talked about with Josh Alper, where he said college football needs to find a way to do what the NFL does. And I'm paraphrasing, but his basic tweet was the NFL is staying relevant all the time, and college football, the sport he loves and he covers on a regular basis, doesn't do what the NFL does. And his tweet said college football has to find a way to do it. Well, that's a very difficult thing to do because the NFL is a entity that is comprised of 32 teams around the country. College football is a split entity of different conferences with over 100 Division I teams that aren't all on the same schedule when it comes to anything. Media days are on the different days. It's very local. Schedules and opponents for non-conference games are made years in advance. There's not a reveal of your schedule. It's like, here's the SEC filling in the blanks, and you got to get an idea, but it's not a big day. I don't know if it would work as a big day. But I was asking Josh this question, which is, I haven't felt in the two main things that the NFL has given us over the last few years, and this is relatively new, this whole reveal show, two-hour program, that's relatively new. It hasn't always been around. It used to be your team would just release it, and you would just get it, and you would just download it and, you know, and on the website, or even before then, they would just put it in the paper as a press release. Now the NFL started noticing how people were really excited about it, and they went, okay, let's do a two-hour show around it. Same thing with the draft. The draft was, as Josh said, it went on the road because there was some, you know, they needed to take it on the road. And when they did, they realized, oh, look at this. But when they made it prime time, they went, oh, people really have been asking for things like that. They really are. The audience is there. The attention is there. Let's capitalize on the attention rather than what other sports are thinking about, which is forcing something on the sports public rather than have it come organically through interest. Right. Rather than, I mean, it's silly to have a 2 hour show of a reveal, but the reveal was there were important things that were revealed. This league is now playing a couple of Monday night doubleheaders this season. There's a Black Friday game for the first time.
Yep.
There is three Christmas Day games. There are three games on Christmas Day.
Yeah, there are.
That start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So long, NBA.
Open presents, play with your toys, watch NFL football. That is going to be, go to church. I should say church. I didn't, you know, I don't mean, go, whatever. That's your Christmas Day. That, and listen, it fits because it's not going to work every year. They're not going to have three games on a Wednesday when Christmas is on Wednesday. It's not going to work for the week. But when you have an opportunity where you look at the schedule and go, hey, guess what? Christmas is on Christmas is on a Sunday. We own it. We're going to have a couple of games on Christmas Eve, but we're going to have games on Christmas Day.
Made sense.
Right? Made sense. It's on a Sunday. Then you go, well, Christmas is now on a Monday, and that's our night. But let's make it our day, and we don't care what anybody else, what other sports entity cares about this. They'll get it back next year.
I love it.
Christmas will be on Tuesday, or if it's a leap year. I don't even know if it's a leap year anymore. It might be Wednesday, right? But whenever it is Tuesday, Wednesday, they'll own it. Thursday is when I'm really interested. When Christmas falls on a Thursday, does the NFL get a little bit more bold again, going, well, we can put two games on a Thursday. One game on a Thursday.
Yeah, here's the deal. It doesn't matter what day of the week. Once now they've opened what, that genie? Or the genie's out of the bottle now?
Yeah, but not really, though.
You know what? I think Christmas Day, it's its own separate day that they're going to sit there and go, you know,
I don't know how that's going to work. How's it going to work? Because if you play on a Wednesday, you'd have to be way advanced of the next weekend, or you're playing way late from the weekend.
They'll find
you know
a
what
way.
I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, Tony. The COVID situation was unique because you were like, screw it. We're just putting games on in empty stadiums. It doesn't matter. So if a team has to play on Wednesday and the next week we can move them to Monday, we're doing it because we don't care. Like, we just got to get these in. But when you're really talking about scheduling and opportune times to fill stadiums and who's working stadium. I mean, they were playing games on a Wednesday, like early day, like that during COVID.
Yeah.
Like the only time they could get it in was like at 3 o'clock,
you know, cause empty stadiums, like, whatever.
Right. But now you're really talking about telling a team, you got to play Wednesday and then you're not going to play. You get almost a week and a half off when you play them late in the season for your opponent because it's Christmas. I see them wanting to do it, but I don't know logistically how you'd make it work.
I think you're forgetting the number one principle, though.
Which is?
Life finds a way.
That's true. That's true.
And the NFL will find a way to own Christmas Day.
I don't know, man. I absolutely see it. When Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are iffy.
And I'll make this prediction for, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, okay?
Yeah.
They'll find a way to own Leap Day.
They'll probably find a way to own Leap Day, too. Yeah, exactly.
When February 29th comes on, they'll be like, you know what, guys? That'll be Super Bowl
Day. But we do have to be realistic. This isn't the NBA. This isn't baseball.
No,
this isn't hockey. They can't. There is a rhythm to the season that only football has that other sports don't have. David, why do I keep giving David Stern the commissioner? I'm never letting him go. He's my favorite commissioner of all time. When Adam Silver looks and he goes, I don't care when Christmas is. We're playing five games. That doesn't matter when it is because we play every night. In the NFL, you are dealing with. I mean, the players are like, we hate Thursday games, but the NFL went, yeah, but it's in the contract. You have to play them. You know, and even in COVID, they were complaining like, I don't want to play Tuesday and then Saturday, like a Tuesday Sunday. But they were like, that's the way it's got to be. We got to get these games in. But I agree with you. I think that they. In a way, they want to own it all. The Black Friday thing, to me, people aren't I think they're underestimating this move. This was a big move. Black Friday is a major college rivalry day. It is a major day for college rivalries. That whole Thanksgiving weekend leading to, well, not really on Sunday, but there are college games on Thursday you don't really pay attention to, but there's some college games that are on Thanksgiving. Not a lot. It's a few. But Friday, there's a whole bunch of them, and a lot of them are good rivalries. And then Saturday, of course, is the full rivalry of that Thanksgiving weekend. And they put a game on Black Friday. They put a game on Black Friday. And I heard one of our columnists for The Ringer this morning made a great point. You're going to be on Amazon anyway looking for online deals. You might as well keep it on Amazon for the Black Friday NFL game. Pretty brilliant. I mean, it's the way this league is now figuring out a way to take all the other sports and nullify them even just a little bit. And it's funny because when this league wants to, it can crush anything somebody else is throwing up there. Anything. I mean, yesterday we had two game sixes. One was both were elimination games, but one was an elimination game at home. And the story that kept flooding social media was, I can't believe we've got to go on the road 3 out of 4 for the final 4 games of the season. Like, that's what people were tweeting about. That's what people were going on social media about. They were going, oh my God, we open up with blah, 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 and then we got to go on 2 road games. I think we're going to go 1-5 in the first 6. I think we're going to go 5-1 in the first 6, whatever it was. When you are, there's nothing else that can compare to that. If you are leading the sports coverage on your schedule getting released, like no one's been signed, no one's been fired, no team is relocating, you just went here. And that's the news cycle. Stanley Cup playoffs over there. Major League Baseball games over there. By the way, the Rays got their 30th win of the season, beating the Yankees, who are in last place in the division.
Who?
Over there. Right. 2 game sixes in the NBA over here. What did people care about? Oh, my God. Aaron Rodgers could be 1-6 after 7 games with this brutal schedule.
Or he's opening the season on 9-11
In New York on the 22nd anniversary of 9-11. That's right. He's playing Buffalo. Wild. Good, the Bad, and the Dumb coming up next.
Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Good Friday to you. Trying to get you into the weekend. Feeling good, feeling bad, feeling, well, not really feeling dumb, but knowing other people are dumb. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day. I actually have two.
Two? All right.
Yeah, because I created a category for this one, which is, old dogs learning new tricks.
All right.
And we love us some old dogs learning new tricks.
Yes.
So the first of the two good of the days goes to America's sweetheart. And I'm going to say she's America's sweetheart, Miss Dolly Parton.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
Do you know why she's good of the day?
Did she have a concert last night?
Well, no.
She appeared last night at the awards.
Yeah, she had performed at the ACMs. I think it's the ACMs, American Country Music. Yeah, ACMA. Uh-huh. I don't know. Whatever that country music award show. She performed there. But after how many years in the industry?
I got to think to 50.
Yeah.
Over 50.
I really have no idea.
She was around in the 60s, so yeah, maybe 60 years.
She is releasing today, it's out today, her first ever rock album.
Oh, wow.
You know, now, as we all can remember, I think it was last year she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she basically told people don't vote for her because she's never really done a rock and roll song.
Yeah, right.
So I think to fix that, knowing Dolly, the type of person she is, like, well, if I'm going to get this award, I got to come out with a rock song. She went further than that. She's coming out with a whole rock album.
Good for her.
So I have a little snippet of it if you want to hear.
Very good.
I mean, you can't help but hear Dolly's country voice, but definitely different music.
The world's on fire. What you gonna do when it all burns down?
All right. I got a little Dolly, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
So I'm kind of excited for this. You know, kind of curious what comes of this.
Do you know she's been married to the same guy forever?
Yes.
Carl Dean is. And you know what? Here's the thing. This is a life lesson. If you are a star, It's difficult to keep a marriage together when your husband or wife is also a star. So like a Hollywood marriages, they make them hard to work. Like Kara Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon are like an example where it works, but sometimes it doesn't. But she married the right guy, a guy that has zero interest in the spotlight.
Yeah.
None. He doesn't want to have cameras on him. He doesn't want to be on TV.
I couldn't even tell you what he looks like.
I couldn't tell you what he looks like. Most people can't tell you what he looks like. Most people in Nashville can't tell you what he looks like, but he's been right there by her side, lets her be the superstar she is, lets her go around the world, just follows along and does not care what it means to his status ego or anything. Doesn't care.
And lets her be her. Because last night she, I saw the clip. She was presenting an award, or she was co-hosting with Garth Brooks.
Right.
And she had made a joke about how she is she's Garth Brooks's hall pass.
Oh, I gotcha.
and then she said, you know, what's funny enough, I'm also Trisha Yearwood's hall pass. And Garth did not know this joke was coming. You could totally tell he was shaken to his core with this.
Sure he was.
And then she goes, oh, I just understand why you're releasing that GOAT album.
Ah.
Because GOAT stands for Garth Organizes a Threesome.
Wow. Wow. She's getting a little racy in her old age. Yeah.
You know what? But we love her for it.
Love her for it. Love her for it. So, yeah. So, their marriage has worked. I mean, it's been around for 50-plus years. All right. What is the bad of the day?
No, the second good.
Oh, second good of the day.
Because, again, you're teaching old dogs can learn new tricks.
Right.
Now, I don't know how – this is borderline good because I'm going to give it up to him. Good on him. I really don't know the end game of this, and that's the fact that Robert De Niro has become a father for the seventh time.
What?
Yes, at the ripe old age of 79 years young, Robert De Niro and his wife, whose name is escaping me, have welcomed another child into the world.
Holy mackerel. You know what this is? This is like President John Tyler has a grandson that lives today.
Still today, still alive.
Right?
So
that's kind of what that is.
In what we say, like maybe in 2103 or something, be like, Robert De Niro's grandson still making movies today.
You know, I mean, how long is he going to see this kid around?
I mean,
God bless him. I hope he lives to be 90. But I mean, at the same time, it's like,
I mean, that's only to the kids to that kid being 11.
That's right. I mean, the kid in elementary school is, you know, his dad is likely not going to be around.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know.
But
some people, like Gene Hackman, isn't Gene Hackman still alive in his upper 90s?
I think so.
Maybe.
Oh, we got plenty of actors in their 90s.
Yeah, maybe he's doing the same thing. Maybe Dick Van Dyke is still alive,
yeah,
right?
So, Dick Van Dyke is still alive.
Betty White lived to be almost 100. Was it 100? Did she make it?
No, she didn't make it to 100. Okay. She made it to 99.
So maybe there's some hope.
Yeah, maybe.
Very Maybe. Unlikely he'll see his kid graduate high school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. But he's a dad.
He's a dad.
He's a dad.
He's going to be changing diapers.
There you go.
I
just saw a trailer with him in another comedy movie. Still working.
Good
for him. Good for him.
Maybe that's the key to longevity, right?
Maybe that is.
Just
maybe
keep working.
Right. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. This is kind of nightmare fuel. That's how I've seen a lot of people describing this. And that is the issue going on with Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, okay.
So Bo Jackson will have a procedure done, I think, later this week, if he hasn't had it done already, to help him rid of his hiccups.
He's had hiccups for a long time?
He's had hiccups since last July.
Oh, that's gonna be horrible.
Yeah, so I mean, when they say if hiccups last longer than 48 hours... You know, where it's just you cannot get rid of them at all. They say normally it's a nerve thing.
Right.
So he's having a procedure done to identify it. But he has claimed he has done everything to try to get rid of it. Scare him. He's hung upside down, drank water. He smelled the wrong end of a porcupine, if you guess what I've never heard of that cure.
Who told him to do that?
I've never heard of that cure.
Oh, come on. That sounds like when you're a kid and you're like, hey, you know what? If you swing on that rope over the old rickety branch, you get $1 million. Yeah, that sounds like somebody made that up.
Just to
see if somebody would do it.
I mean, right?
Right.
Now, you know, but maybe there's something to it because I know that you take the rectal glands of certain animals to make perfume. I think it might, isn't it of a skunk?
I don't. I'm,
I think.
Yeah.
Or it's a flavor of something. That's how you get the flavor of like vanilla and ice cream or something. I don't know, something bizarre.
Oh, now you're freaking me out.
Oh no, it's something. I'll find it for you. Which would be terrible.
I thought vanilla came from the vanilla bean.
It might, but I think there's something else.
Okay. they have to do a surgical procedure on this to get rid of your hiccups.
I don't know if it's a surgical procedure.
But it's got to be something.
But yeah, it's something that he needs to. Something is being done to him today to, I guess, identify where the issue of the hiccups is coming.
It's 2023. Don't we have a pill for this or like some laser beam or something? I mean, hiccups.
Honestly,
what is the deal?
Honestly, the other day, everyone in my house went to bed early because we had done a lot of housework, and so I sat there alone in the living room, and I don't know, it just. A Voyage Home was on. And I instantly thought of you. If you don't remember A Voyage Home, that's Star Trek IV. That's the one with the whales.
Oh, the whales. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And right. I instantly thought of you because where I caught it was they had just landed in modern-day San Francisco.
Right.
And, you know, and it was that hospital scene.
Right, where he freaks out.
Where he's like, dialysis.
What are we talking about?
And, you know, that you just brought it up again. It's like, don't we have a pill? It's like,
what is this, the Middle Ages?
He just slapped pills in her hand. He goes, take this. You'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for. Like, that's what I'm wondering. Like, why haven't we figured out, like, hey, oh, you got the hiccups? Here, take a hiccup cough medicine thing.
Because we're spending too much time. One of my favorite scientific stories ever was scientists trying to develop an onion that when you cut it, it wouldn't make you cry.
Oh, I know.
Because that's important. So we're spending time. We're spending all our focus on that instead of, you know, yeah, finding a way to cure it. Because I mean, we use a bunch of different remedies in our household. I don't know what you do in yours.
I just wait for them to go away.
But. Yeah, I'll sit there and you know the one that works best for me is called Zen, where I think about my next hiccup and anticipate my next hiccup. I go through all the motions of my next hiccup, and it never comes.
Oh, there you go. That's not bad.
Kind of like good. I guess staring at a light when you're about to sneeze.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, right, exactly. You know, no, exactly.
For my wife, I have to pat her on the back. She holds her breath, and I pat her on the back to get rid of them.
Can't believe it. All right, we're going to get to the dumb coming up in the next segment. By the way, you spoke of what were you just talking about with fruit or something developing?
Yeah, the glands.
The gland, yeah.
The renal.
That's freaking me out. So I was thinking about getting some ice cream today. There's, now I'm not getting ice cream.
Maybe it's not ice cream, but there is something that it's something you wouldn't consider. Like, really? That's where the flavor comes from?
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't want to know. All right, we'll have the dumb coming up next, and we'll get more in the NFL schedule. The NBA playoffs with the Lakers, again, could wipe out Golden State tonight. And we'll also talk about last night's two game sixes. We continue as Wake Up Call Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, we're continuing with the good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Friday. Get you set up for the weekend. Glad you could be with us on Sports Map Radio. By the way, my daughter's graduation is today. I haven't stopped dreading about this ceremony since I woke up this morning.
That could be the dumb of the day, ceremony.
I got to get there at 5:30 to get a good seat for a thing that starts at 7 and goes till after 9.
Is it impolite for you to have a fully charged phone with headphones and watch a movie?
No, I think I'm going to bring my little AirPods with me at least until the thing starts. It's going to be in the gym at my daughter's high school. It's not going to be outside, which I was hoping, but it's going to be in the gym. I've sat in the gym for a number of my daughter's basketball games where I've had to get up like at halftime and go, I can't sit in these anymore. I can't. We don't have those seat backs. We probably should have bought them. But yeah. I can't sit on bleachers for very long. I can't do this. I go, I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk around. I'm going to go get some concessions. I can't sit in these things. I hate them. My wife is asking me to sit in there for 4 hours.
We did it. We sat through one of my son's baseball games, high school baseball games this year, because you can't bring chairs in. All his little, you know, his travel ball games, we had chairs that we just sat next to the fence. But for his high school games, you have to sit in the bleachers. There's no other place to sit. It only took us one game to go, no, we need to go get C-backs.
Yeah, we do. I got it.
Best thing we ever bought.
I can't do it. See, I tried to tough it out because it was our senior year. I'm like, I'm not going to buy them because I'm not going to use them. I'm going to have to give them away at the end of the season.
But now I wish I had them
because I got. She wants my mother and father in law. We don't want to get seats high up on the bleachers. This is a big gym.
Yeah.
We don't want to have them climb up a bleacher stuff. So we want to get there early. But that means I got to get there early. That means I have to sit there for 4 hours.
Nah, not necessarily, man. Yeah, you can say, hey, you know, I'll bring. Who's the one that needs to sit close? Who needs to sit lower? Father-in-law?
Real mother-in-law, really. Both of them, really.
All right. I mean, you can say, you know, you go on ahead. You reserve the seats. I'll bring them later.
Yay. I'm looking forward to after. Tomorrow's we're having the party. That's fun.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
We got ribs and a bunch of stuff to celebrate. Friends are coming down. It's going to be awesome. But tonight, I got to sit through Angel, Ansbury.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I'm already giving people anxiety. Yeah. Bob Anderson. Oh, we'll do that all day.
Yeah, save your keep going like a half hour. We're still in the A's?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we have a number of awards to give out to the students. Yeah, oh, great. All right, we'll go through this. All right, so what is the dumb of the day?
Well, before I get to the dumb of the day, I told you I would figure out what it was that I was trying to figure out.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And so the gland that I was looking for, it's called castoreum.
Okay.
And it's an additive made from the secretions of glands near the anus of beavers.
Who gets this? Who has to go get those?
I don't know. That seems like one.
And who decided
job.
That that's where it came from? Who knew that that's enough. Where it
I mean,
came
you
from?
You know what? Fur trappers used every part, Tony.
So what do we use this for?
It is used as the flavoring of sweet vanilla, strawberry, or raspberry in drinks and sweets.
Oh my God. I don't know if I can unthink
so like,
that.
You know, just to give you an example, right? If you ever go to Starbucks and you order a vanilla latte or something that has strawberry, raspberry in it, they use castoreum in their drinks.
Okay.
If you go to Dunkin' Donuts, they do not.
Oh,
so
okay.
Dunkin' Donuts is all natural, well, I guess.
Nah, Dunkin' Donuts ain't using that stuff.
Maybe not all natural, but they don't use beaver. Neither does.
We're not doing that. No beaver in our specialty drinks.
And Ben and Jerry stays away from the beaver as well.
All right, we're doing none of that in Boston or in Vermont. Yeah. None of that stuff.
But good job. If you have ever had a Cadbury egg, I'm sorry.
I've had plenty of Cadbury eggs. They're my favorite candy, man.
Yeah.
I love them at Easter time.
Once a year, you're having the...
I dive into them. I don't buy them in July. I don't think they're around.
You're having a little beaver secretion.
Oh, okay. So I've consumed plenty of that now.
All right. That could have been the dumb, but let's go on to the real dumb. And this is one I was excited to talk about because the NFL schedule was released yesterday, which
meant that
we were treated again to teams releasing their schedule in funny ways.
Yeah, very cool videos.
And so Yahoo Sports and I were kind of on the same page as they gave, they did a top 10.
Right.
I'm not going to go through the entire top 10 because only the top three is what we really need to talk about. Because coming in at number three was your Pittsburgh Steelers, Tony.
Now, I didn't get to see their video yesterday. Was it good?
I
want to see it.
Their video is good because it is you will appreciate the old-timey feel to it.
Okay.
Because basically, I can't remember, it was Zach something. It's a player, Zach, somebody who they just signed. I can't remember the last name. And
okay.
I had it in front of me and I don't have it. But anyways, they just re-signed him this year and everyone's saying, like, this is why they brought him back. But he is standing in front of a chalkboard and the announcer, the narrator goes, now this is how you make a schedule release video.
Oh, very
cool.
So
the whole video of them
releasing
their schedule.
Is that a Zach Gentry?
Zach Gentry, thank you.
Okay.
The whole release video is a how to create a proper, good schedule release video.
Oh, that's cool. All right. I'll have to watch that later.
Yeah. Now, number two.
Right.
Is the Tennessee Titans.
I don't know who's number one, but Tennessee Titans were number one for me.
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
I have questions about your town, Tony.
Yeah. Well, remember, they were on Broadway where there's a lot of tourists.
I'll give you that. If you have not seen the Tennessee Titans video, do yourself a favor at the next break. Watch it. God, it is
It is so funny. But I thought to myself after I watched it, I said, how many hours did they spend on Broadway trying to find these people?
Yeah, they definitely.
Because they use the same people. They're like, oh, she did it again. She did it again. She did it again. But what I loved about it, what made the video funny was every time they would say what the team was, they went, and then flashed the name. Like the pirates from some island in Caribbean. Chester Cheetos.
I love the fact that the Titans are playing the Cowboys twice this year.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They see the Indianapolis Colts horseshoe and go, that's the Cowboys.
Well, with so much certainty as well.
Baltimore Orioles.
The four bachelorette girls. Yeah. I'm going to say it was a bachelorette party.
Bachelorette party, I'm going to assume.
You know, highlighting the 49ers, 69ers.
Yeah. There was the word Steelers in the logo, and they still didn't know that was the Steelers.
No, they said the Stars.
That's right. That's right.
The Titans are playing the Lightning McQueens this year.
The Lightning McQueens. Like, how do you find someone? You say, I don't know how they phrased it. Like, they must have said, we're just going to throw up some images. You tell us what you think they are.
Oh, they probably ran through all of them, too.
They must have said, like, they must have done this in a way that made people go, when I show this, you tell me what you think it is.
Yeah.
Rather than what NFL team you think it is. Because Lightning McQueen? Like, wouldn't you go, even if you've got some intelligence, you're not going to go, that NFL team is named Lightning McQueen.
You might have said Lightning Bolts.
Right. You might have said Lightning. You might have said you could have said the Houston Lightning Bolts, but you wouldn't. So they must have said, what's this?
Yeah.
And they went, Lightning McQueen, great, perfect.
I don't think they were tourists, Tony, because they all did get Titans at the end.
They all did get Titans at the end.
And they didn't
those bachelorette girls looked very, very touristy.
Very, but they did get, they were close with the Texans.
Texans, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So they were number two.
They were great. What's
they
number
were great.
One?
Number one just happens to go to my Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, I heard about this. I saw that the Chargers were really good. I saw that on Twitter yesterday.
They once again did an anime video, and you have to watch this anime video. You might have to watch it several times because some of them are extremely obvious that they're going scorched earth on every single team that they're playing against.
Nice.
Like, it... It's hysterical because, you know, week four, I think we're playing the Lions. And so you have this music that's going, and then all of a sudden it gets to the Lions, it stops, and it goes, and it's a whole disclaimer. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800. They play the Buffalo Bills. They show the four Super Bowl rings on fire.
You're right. Yeah.
They do show that when they're playing the Titans, it's very, very subtle. Because they show like one of the like a Teen Titan getting built, you know, which is a cartoon or Cyborg is getting built. But if you look off to the corner, you will see a jar of mayo and a banana.
Oh, nice!
So
very
there's
nice.
Subtle they, little things good. All throughout it.
Easter eggs that they had in there. Yeah,
it's fantastic. But every single team gets some sort of wrath. But the Cowboys was fantastic because the Cowboys one is Dak Prescott reading the newspaper, and then a bus almost running him over.
Oh, okay.
And the bus, all it says on the bus is content team.
Oh, gotcha.
Right. Their social media was trying to throw them under the bus. It's fantastic. And that one, obviously I'm biased, but Yahoo Sports also agreed with me.
One of the people in the Tennessee Titans video named the Atlanta Falcons the Red Stallions, and Atlanta changed its Twitter to the Red Stallions, which was pretty awesome.
That was pretty cool. Titans one is by far the funniest one I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it was very, very clever. Very, very clever. Finding dumb people on Broadway who did not know NFL logos. Probably wasn't that hard is right. We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
I took the time in the break to watch the Chargers release video. It's fantastic.
Good on you.
It is fantastic. You know what the problem with it, though, is? I need to watch it 5, 6, 7, 8 times to really, really catch the little Easter eggs that are in each one of them.
I mean, it's every single team they face.
If you didn't tell me that there was the mayonnaise and the banana in the Tennessee, I wouldn't have noticed it.
Right.
I immediately looked for it when the schedule came up and they had the cyborg that was being built. I was immediately looking for the mayonnaise and banana. But
I forgot about the Raiders one. I like that one, too.
Garoppolo.
Well, if you read above it, it says, get your quarterback.
Oh.
Separated.
See, I'm going to end up watching this throughout the show this morning and being like, all right, let me watch it again. Let me watch it again.
And Chiefsaholic, did you recognize that one when he was taking off his ankle bracelet?
Yes.
That's about
right.
The Chiefsaholic, not their mascot, but the guy who dresses up was.
That's right.
Went missing because he removed his ankle bracelet.
How do they make these? I mean, this is.
I don't know.
This is nuts.
That's why, I mean, they had to have. I mean, when do the teams get the schedule?
Yeah, how did they put this together so fast?
This took like a while.
The NFL must say, here's your schedule. And if this is released, we are going to kill
you.
You know what?
We're so stupid. They could have. I mean, they know
they
who
made
the
yeah,
are.
And they just made these and just edited it in the way they edited it.
And then
it.
Just they throw a little thing says week one, week two. That probably won't take them too long.
That's a great point. Like when they went with the Tennessee Titans gal who was doing the interview, she already had the teams.
Yeah,
she just went and then they just edited in post. Just they go to the editing
flip
thing, and
them
go,
around and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they must know they must know a couple of days in advance.
They got to, yeah,
you know.
But
they threw Mina Kimes in there.
They threw Mina Kimes, Pat McAfee, and A.J. Hawk.
That's right.
They're in the helicopter chasing Chiefsaholic as he's making a run.
The gambling problem thing is as close to touchy as you can get. I'm sure the league was like, okay, hold on. Please do not do that again.
Okay,
it's very funny. It's very funny. The contract for the Ravens, I mean, golly, it's hilarious. Bill Belichick sitting in a chair by himself looking up at a screen.
Yeah.
Bunch of screens. And Russell Wilson holding a spatula.
Well, that's Patrick.
And Patrick holding a spatula, but what's his face holding a spatula, too? That's great. It's good stuff. I'm watching it.
There's another one where
the Bills had all their Super Bowl logos that they lost. Burn it down.
It was Sean Payton destroying
the office.
Yeah,
Sean Payton destroying an office. That's fantastic. I love it. I love it, man.
I didn't really understand the Vikings one where it was just a bunch of bugs hitting the wall.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not sure what that one was.
I don't know about that one either. Well, they were good. These videos are really creative. These teams are. You know, the thing is that iron sharpens iron. They're all trying to outdo each other. They're all trying to do something really cool. And so they're getting better and better and better. Their production teams are getting better and better and better on these.
Yeah, but they did do it to themselves, too, because the very first scene is a Chargers cleat stepping on top of a receipt that says 27-0.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, they started off like, hey, that's the past.
That's
bearing,
right.
Bearing that 27-0 because that does still hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but good job from these teams that have put these.
That's what I said. I mean, that one's probably overall is probably the best. But man, the Titans one was so funny.
The Titans one to me was I watched it like three times because I thought it was just the first time I watched it. I was like, oh god, that's funny. And I watched it again. And I showed it my daughter and we both laughed at it. But it really is amazing how.
But I mean,
it was hilarious, the answers to what these.
I mean, I imagine that some of these people did get ones right, and you just don't see it.
Yeah, you just go, all right, yeah, I'm sure they just moved on. Yeah,
I think what gets to me is how painfully wrong they were.
Very wrong. That's what made me think like he or she just showed the logo and said, "What do you think this is?"
Or are they acting?
Yeah, that's always a possibility in these videos. They're always trying to be like, oh, yeah, we'll find the one, one guy's like, hey, man, can you make this as silly as possible? We don't want to be here forever. But because if you took a logo of something like the Pittsburgh Steelers and you went out on any street in America and you said, what is this? It would be a while before you found somebody that had zero idea what it was. Like,
right.
You might find a couple that are like, I don't follow football, but. You might take a while before you find somebody. So it was bold to go out to Broadway and just go, hey, want to stop by and do this thing for the Titans and whatever. That's kind of cool. But yeah, these are getting very, very creative.
Yeah.
But
another couple of them, like the New York Jets one, if you watch very carefully, there's a Mark, he's in Times Square. And there's a big sign that says single cougars in your area.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
But the one, I think another one was, I guess I got to try to find where this actually is. It's a, I think it's an Aaron Rodgers to-do list that's in there. And it says another, here's the four things on his to-do list. Another McAfee interview.
Right, of course.
Tweet vaguely.
Yep.
Do my own research. And schedule ayahuasca appointment.
Good stuff.
That's it, man. They didn't hold back on anything. Now, you know, hopefully they can back this up with a deep playoff run. But until then, I guess we'll just keep winning schedule release videos.
Nicole Auerbach on Twitter has reposted Sports Illustrated's cover of Sauce Gardner. I don't know if this is this issue or was it last issue or if even is an issue. It might have just been something that they did. It says the sweet life of Sauce Gardner, and Sauce Gardner is looking directly, you know, at you from the mirror, from the picture, but he's got his hands covered in barbecue sauce, but it doesn't really look like barbecue sauce, if you catch my drift. It's a weird picture. It definitely makes you go, oh, okay, that's really interesting. But, check it out. It's absolutely wild, but I don't know if I'd want. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's young and bold. He's like, yeah, all right, that's cool. I look good. I look a little, but it looks like he just dipped his hand in goat blood or something. It looks pretty. But anyway, the Jets start off on Monday Night Football against the Bills, but then they go play the Cowboys. They've got a very tough schedule. The Jets open up in this weird, like if you're wondering about Aaron Rodgers and what he's up against. They play Buffalo on Monday Night Football. Then they go to Dallas and play the Cowboys. They got the Patriots. All right. Then they go play the Chiefs. They've got Philadelphia on the schedule, the Giants and the Chargers, all within the first like seven games of the season. And what's funny, what's cool about the NFL is that you can look at it two ways. You can look at it that these are really, really tough teams, or you can look at it from the standpoint of they're going to be a very good team. So it's not going to, you know, it might be, they might look at going to Dallas to play the Cowboys as daunting, but the Cowboys may look at playing Aaron Rodgers and the young Jets team as pretty daunting too. But I think the one thing you can take away from the Jets is that if they do get off to a slow start, Rodgers is a guy that gets everybody relaxed, right? He's able to take a young team and sort of calm them down. But yesterday was not so much about the details of the games, right? I've always found it difficult this time of year to do a what game are we looking forward to seeing, because we don't know what the teams will look like when we actually do get to see them. Like I said earlier, if you get the Super Bowl champion Rams, if you got their schedule from last year, I guarantee you there were a ton of games you were really excited about for the upcoming season. You're like, oh my God, circle the date in November when they go play whoever. And then by the time we got to that game, the Rams were a shell of themselves filled with injuries, and the team that they were going to go up against wasn't that good either. So you don't know. You know, there are games that are consistent where you go, you know what, I'm really looking forward to that one. Like that one to me seems really interesting. It looks like it should be good if everybody stays healthy. But one game, Ron, did stick out to me. It did stick out to me. And this is going to be a Sunday night game on Amazon. No, I'm sorry. This is a Sunday night game on NBC. My bad. Sunday night game on NBC, and it's the Buffalo Bills week 9. They go on the road to face Cincinnati. And I think this is going to be so interesting in how they play and what they do with the memory of what we had the last time these two teams met. And not the playoff game, the last time they met in Cincinnati. How does NBC play off the DeMar Hamlin story? How do they honor the people in Cincinnati and the EMTs who rescued DeMar Hamlin on the field? How do they promote that? How do they pump that up? Because that's going to be the storyline of the Bills returning to a place that they didn't get to play the full game because the circumstances of the game were so horrifying that we had to stop and not play an NFL game. Watch out for November 5th. That is that night. All of the lead up into what that game is going to mean for both cities. I guarantee you the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills as a team, my prediction is they are going to have, before the game, anybody that had anything to do with saving DeMar Hamlin's life honored in that on that day, right? Everybody. Anybody that was doing it. EMT driver, you know, CPR, people working in the hospital, the nurses, anybody that had anything to do with it are probably going to have an honor before that game. But other than that, I know there are people who look at their schedule. They don't like their team. They think their team is going to stink. And they think to themselves, well, I think our only win is going to come against bye week. Whoever bye week is, we think bye week is going to be strong. But I think that's going to be our only win. I believe me, I understand your frustrations when you see a schedule that looks loaded and you're young. But if you're decent, if you feel like your season is going to be decent, getting a look at that schedule on how that is going to play out, especially when you know when you're in a tough division, that was what part of yesterday was. The national holiday of everybody printing out the schedules or looking at it on their computer going, I know we're going to go 10-7.